Now it is 7 minutes to eight. It's the business news. Here's Adam.
Thanks, Mary. The Aer Lingus College Football Classics takes place in Dublin this weekend. The Kansas State University's Wildcats taking on Iowa State University's Cyclones. But even if you're not an American football fan, this may still be of interest because more than 24,000 people, most from the US, are expected to travel to Ireland for the game. They're also expected on average to stay for a week, travelling while they're here, generating vital tourism revenue for towns and villages across the island. But with the game also set to be watched by millions of TV viewers in the US, Tourism Ireland also hopes it will act as a billboard for a future wave of US tourists as well. Alice Manser is CEO of Tourism Ireland. She joins us in studio now. Maybe first on the people who are coming here or who are already here for the game. Always a debate around how valuable they are to the Irish economy. Grant Thornton's research suggests this game is worth 130 million euro, which works out at about 5,400 euro per visitor. Is the average tourist really going to be spending that much while they're here?
Well, I think the average or the overall impact of 130 million includes both the overseas visitors and then, of course, all the on the ground impact from Irish people who also attend the game and beyond. But certainly they are very valuable visitors. So compared to events, all of which are welcome, where people might fly in or out for a weekend, what we know from the college football is once our US visitors cross the Atlantic, they will usually stay for 7 days and travel around. So you've got businesses right around the region seeing the benefit. And that's really part of what makes it so special.
You are going to try and get more people here on the back of this game. You'll have video segments and on-screen call-outs featured in the ESPN's coverage. Now, the bulk of the audience is likely to be Kansas and Iowa, neither of which would be kind of known for their Irish links. Will it be a hard sell to get them thinking about a trip to Ireland?
Well, you know, each year we hope to have more than 20,000 US visitors coming in. And the fact that Kansas and Iowa, we've got 22,000 Americans coming, is really something we're quite proud of. And while some years you'll have even higher numbers if you have a university that has key ties to Ireland, say when Notre Dame, who call themselves the Fighting Irish, were playing, there were record numbers of visitors that year. But there's an incrementality or a new audience that you're winning. If you've got Kansas and Iowa playing, those are visitors who mightn't have come otherwise, as you say. So it's very significant in introducing us to new audiences. And we're very pleased that so many fans have chosen to travel and so many more, 4.5 million tuning in on ESPN, will be seeing travel footage from around the island.
In its pre-budget submission, the Irish Tourism Industry Federation said there was concern about an over-dependence on US visitors. Is making the sector even more reliant on US tourism like this, is that a problem potentially?
Well, certainly US visitors are very important to us. They tend to stay for longer and spend more. And you've also got the aviation industry betting on links between Ireland and the US in that we've got 10% more seats on planes coming in from the US this summer versus last summer. But it is important, absolutely, to make sure we're attracting visitors from diverse range of markets. So Tourism Ireland is active in 14 markets around the world. We've got partnerships all over the world. And if you take last year, for example, yes, we saw growth from the US, but we also saw double-digit growth last year from Canada, as well as from Northern Europe, places like the Nordics and the Netherlands. And we want to keep a healthy mix going, and that's always our focus.
On the figures so far this year, the CSO has data up to June showing that tourism numbers are down every month. And June obviously is one of the more important months for tourism. How concerned are you about the performance of inbound tourism this year?
Yeah, well, in the first 6 months of this year, we've welcomed 2.8 million visitors from overseas. They've spent 2.2 billion euros in the local economy, and they've stayed on average for 7 nights. But you're right that that's a softening compared to the strong growth of 2024. And it actually puts our visitor numbers and revenue more in line with the performance we saw in 2023. As to why? Well, we had the Dublin airport cap limiting numbers in the first 3 months of the year. That's now on hold under legal review. There's also been a lot of change in the macroeconomic environment, and that affects consumer confidence. So when we survey visitors overseas, 2/3 say they value their international travel, but 41% are saying they will take fewer or shorter trips this year because of the cost of living, and 25% are saying things are too uncertain for them to book travel right now. Okay. So that's the environment in which Ireland must win hearts, minds and trips for the future.
Alice Manser, CEO of Tourism Ireland, thank you very much for that. More business news in the next hour. That's all for now.